Take her home, fall in love, thank the good Lord up above, and he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait. Forward and down the road, memories you're bound to make, and you will one day. Take her home.
FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israeli warplanes heavily bombarding areas around the city of Khan Yunis in southern Gaza. The military ordering mass evacuations in the face of a widening ground offensive. ABC's James Longman in southern Israel near the border with Gaza.
The intensity of the fighting in the south is now putting aid at risk. Only 100 trucks got in yesterday. That's well below the number in the days previous. And thousands of Gazans are now camped out close to that border with Egypt, hoping for some safety.
The White House now considering launching a multi-naval task force to try to protect commercial ships in the Red Sea. The Biden administration also making it clear they think Iran is ultimately behind the aggression in that region. The White House also issuing an urgent plea to Congress, saying that funding is running out for the war in Ukraine. Members of Congress have invited the presidents of Harvard, MIT, and the University of Pennsylvania to testify today about the rise in anti-Semitic incidents on college campuses. This is ABC News. Some strange new billboards around the border town of El Paso, Texas.
The billboards in English read Sanctuary City with a picture of Manhattan or the San Francisco skyline in the background.
It's implying that a large number of resources are available to the migrants if they make it there.
John Martin heads the Opportunity Center for the Homeless in El Paso. A note in the lower left says the billboards were paid for by SanctuaryCities.com, whose two-page website offers no information about the group behind the billboards, but defines the Sanctuary City as, quote, a safe haven for immigrants like you, regardless of your immigration status. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
And over 60 million views in less than half a day for a trailer, but not for a movie. For fans of the video game series Grand Theft Auto, it's been a long, long wait. The trailer for GTA 6 hitting last night, a decade since the last version came out. The new game set to be released in 2025. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need, from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
I have lots of fragrance lovers on my list, and Ulta Beauty has all I need to add joy to their holiday season. Shop your favorite fragrances from YSL, Carolina Herrera, Valentino, and Ariana Grande's new exclusive Cloud Pink scent. Plus, with a fragrance purchase of $70 or more, get a plush robe or throw valued at $70 while supplies last. Shop the gifts that bring joy to everyone on your list this holiday season, especially you. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin and Minnesota are asking for $1 million to replace the John A. Blatnick Bridge between Superior and Duluth. The span is critical for connecting the two states. 33,000 vehicles use it every day, but it's 60 years old and the governors say it's in bad shape. The outdoor recreation industry brought in a record $9.8 billion to Wisconsin's economy last year, Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers.
Everybody is seeing just how much outdoor recreation has to offer to the quality of life for citizens, but also for our visitors and for workforce attraction. It's becoming more and more important.
State officials say outdoor recreation accounted for more than 94,000 jobs last year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Wednesday, December 6th at 1 p.m. at the Wisconsin Concrete Park, there will be a Christmas sing-along and crafts featuring things such as straw angel ornaments and beautiful iris folding cards. The cost for crafting is $5, and please RSVP by calling 715-339-7282 or emailing fofs@pctznet.net. Crafting kits are limited, so please reserve your spot today.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
It's the Bucks and the Knicks in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks and the New York Knicks in what's called the knockout round of the NBA in-season tournament at Fiserv Forum. The Bucks' Damian Lillard.
You know, I think we've learned more and more about it as it's going on, and we've taken more pride in it each game. Against the team that we beat in the last one. You know, I thought we played a pretty solid game against them. You know, we're improving. So one game, and then, you know, it's... We off to Vegas.
Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers have entered the AP's top 25, ranked 23rd after beating Marquette over the weekend in Madison. Marquette dropped five spots from 3rd to 8th after losing to the Badgers. NFL, the Packers' Christian Watson had seven catches and scored two touchdowns in that win over the Chiefs Sunday night, but he also had to leave the game with another hamstring injury. Matt LaFleur.
Does Christian's hamstring look like it's anywhere near as severe as the one?
We do not know yet. We're waiting till tomorrow and should have a better indication of where he's at.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's the holiday mystery sale at JCPenney. How much will you save? An amazing coupon giveaway starts this Thursday. Everyone can enjoy guaranteed savings of an extra 30% off, or your chance at an extra 40 or 50% off your entire purchase in store. All the gifts you need, all the savings you want. Mystery solved. JCPenney, make your holidays count. Offers valid on select styles 12/7 through 12/14. Exclusions apply. Giveaway in-store only. Must be 18 or older. See store or jcp.com for details.
Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. You heard right, and up to $35 an hour based on experience. The Wheelway Service Department has an opening for a service technician. Make up to $35 an hour based on experience. Training will be provided. Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Now may be the time, the perfect time for a change. Stop in and inquire at Wheelway, Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit bugtussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Menards has everything you need to power through the cold. Check out our great selection of MasterForce outdoor power equipment. The MasterForce 20-volt cordless snow shovel is powerful, efficient, and easy to use. Get yours now for $179.99. Clearing up snow has never been easier with a MasterForce 80-volt cordless snow blower. Its brushless motor is perfect for tackling the toughest winter conditions. An 80-volt cordless snow blower is available for $589.99. Good through December 11th. Plus, a Menards gift card is always a great gift idea.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy fog early on and a lingering chance for some light snow showers or flurries through midday with highs into the mid-30s. Winds out of the northwest at 5 to 10. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 16. Partial sunshine at times on Wednesday with mid-30s for highs, and for Thursday trending milder up to a high of 45. Partial sunshine still above average even into your Friday with lower 40s for highs. Saturday we're back to a high of 34, and for Sunday partial sunshine upper 20s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently 26 degrees.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Racefield to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer, handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides, on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and in stock for fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Dreeslein, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955.
Attention, aspiring artists in 4th, 5th, and 6th grades. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources wants you to know that the 2024 Keep Wildlife Wild Poster Contest entry period is now open. If you want to participate, submit your poster design by February 16th, 2024. I'll share more details about this contest when we return. But first,
get the gift of savings Friday through Sunday, in-store only during Fleet Fest at Fleet Farm. Get a $10 gift card when you buy $50 in toys for the kids. Take an extra 20% off all varieties of wild bird food. And save $10 instantly on any $75 purchase for a limited time only with our seasonal savings coupon. Shop in-store this Friday through Sunday for even more Fleet Fest deals at Fleet Farm, where we have everything you need for everyone on your list.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR last week announced that the 2024 Keep Wildlife Wild Poster Contest is now open. Wisconsin students in 4th, 5th, and 6th grades are eligible to participate. The contest goal is to create a poster that teaches the importance of enjoying and observing wildlife in the wild and not keeping wildlife in homes or as pets. The Keep Wildlife Wild Poster Contest is a fun way for kids to help spread that important message. Again, the submission deadline is February 16th at 5 p.m. Winners will be announced in March. To see the complete list of rules and requirements, visit the DNR's Keep Wildlife Wild 2024 Poster Design Contest webpage. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Keep Wildlife Wild.
I'm Rob Dreeslein, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News.
Read more at outdoornews.com.
Brand new country. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone drop. I love Jack.
We don't even fight anymore.
Love listening to the station 98Q Country.
Plus from dawn to dusk in the red dirt heat, busting it up for a couple of bucks, but it ain't no thing, just another day till I'm on my way to them cool been wrecked me weak. Oh, but who needs sleep when you're working on the night shift, baby? Dying for your trust like crazy, racking up the overtime hours, loving how we're working on the night shift, baby. Loving how we're working on the night shift. Loving how we're working on the night shift. Working on the night shift, baby.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
I'm a fist fight, kind of county light, kind of cold beer, little hat down, little John Deere. I kind of give a damn, I kind of don't care. You see the girl standing right there, she loves a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby, she's cool, she's my crazy, she's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end, girl, I'm turning up the 10, girl. She can have anybody that she wants.
Just a little kiss and I can never get you out of my mind. So before
trouble, baby.
Dan and Shay there, and Save Me the Trouble at 98Q Country. 29 past 8. Get your news and sports update in just a moment. Local birthdays, anniversaries. If you got one, someone you want to wish a happy birthday to, give us a call. We'll put them, we'll announce it on the air. That's what we do. And then we'll give them a chance to win the cake on Friday. We've been doing this for like, well, a long time, a long, long time. We've been giving away a cake every Friday. 25, 30 years. We did have a span in there, I think, where we went to once a month. But we've been giving away free cakes just left and right. That's what we're known for. That and a few other things. 715-762-3221. Birthdays, anniversaries. You can call us a few days ahead of time. Email is always a good way, too, if you have one. You know, coming up next week, you want to shoot us an email early so you don't forget. WCQM at civicmedia.us. We'll get to all the birthdays and anniversaries after our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israeli warplanes heavily bombarding areas around the city of Khan Yunis in southern Gaza. The military ordering mass evacuations in the face of a widening ground offensive. ABC's James Longman in southern Israel near the border with Gaza.
The intensity of the fighting in the south is now putting aid at risk. Only 100 trucks got in yesterday. That's well below the number in the days previous. And thousands of Gazans are now camped out close to that border with Egypt, hoping for some safety.
The White House now considering launching a multi-naval task force to try to protect commercial ships in the Red Sea. The Biden administration also making it clear they think Iran is ultimately behind the aggression in that region. The White House also issuing an urgent plea to Congress, saying that funding is running out for the war in Ukraine. Members of Congress have invited the presidents of Harvard, MIT, and the University of Pennsylvania to testify today about the rise in anti-Semitic incidents on college campuses. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Some Republican state lawmakers are making their move to disband the Wisconsin Elections Commission before next year's election. A new GOP bill would move all election-related duties to the Secretary of State's office. The legislature would have the last word on the office's decisions. Republicans have been unhappy with the commission since the 2020 election. Governor Evers would almost certainly veto the bill if it passes. Wildlife officials have captured hundreds of invasive carp on the Mississippi River near Trumbull. The carp were imported to the southern United States in the 1960s and 70s. They found their way to the Mississippi River and are spreading into rivers and streams in the nation's midsection. Invasive carp are destructive eaters, and wildlife officials are working to keep them out of the Great Lakes. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, December 9th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., the Park Falls Lions Club is hosting a radio auction at the American Legion Hall and on 98.3. To bid, call 715-762-3032 or stop in. You can also check the Park Falls Lions Club online at eclubhouse.org, and items can be viewed at the Legion Hall the day of the auction. All proceeds go to supporting the projects of the Park Falls Lions Club.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks with an eye on Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Knicks tonight for the knockout round in the NBA in-season tournament. Here's how Giannis described it.
Big game on big game. Playing, you call it playing
the
game.
To get
Tuesday, hopefully we can win the game and go to Vegas and try to fight for an opportunity to win a trophy.
At the baseball meetings in Nashville, the Brewers formally announced their record deal with prospect Jackson Chourio for 8 years and $82 million. They also re-signed left-hand pitcher Wade Miley for next season. NFL running back A.J. Dillon on that catch he made on the left side and ran over people for 14 yards against the Chiefs.
You know, I take a lot of pride in yards in the flat. You know, I've been able to do that kind of the last couple of weeks, be a reliable check down for Jordan. I don't care if it was for 1 yard or 10 yards, whatever it ended up being. You know, it's about showing up and it's about being consistent for me.
That's Packers running back A.J. Dillon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hey folks, get ready for a deal of a lifetime. Heckman Real Estate is hosting a home auction right now. Picture this, a charming two-bedroom home on 0.72 acres in Winter, Wisconsin, just an eighth mile from the gas station on County W and Highway 70 at 5226 North Main Street. This gem offers 800 square feet of comfort and tradition, featuring hardwood floors, a newer metal roof, furnace, water heater, and wood backup furnace. Plus, it comes with attached garage and storage shed. Bid online until Wednesday, December 6th at 6 p.m. Opening bid, just $30,000, no contingencies. Visit HeckmanAuction.com for a preview date. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah!
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
I have lots of fragrance lovers on my list, and Ulta Beauty has all I need to add joy to their holiday season. Shop your favorite fragrances from YSL, Carolina Herrera, Valentino, and Ariana Grande's new exclusive Cloud Pink scent. Plus, with a fragrance purchase of $70 or more, get a plush robe or throw valued at $70 while supplies last. Shop the gifts that bring joy to everyone on your list this holiday season, especially you. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Well, happy birthday wishes going out to Mike Medcraft, who is celebrating a birthday today. And that is from your friends at the Family Worship Center. So, Mike, happy birthday to you. Hope you have a great day. We'll put you in for the cake drawing on Friday. You get to share your day today on this December 5th if you're celebrating with Maddie Pope, winner of American Idol Season 16. She is 26 today. Saint West, the second child of Kanye and Kim Kardashian. Saint is his first name. Saint West is 8 today. No pressure there. they like that. A little pressure. Frankie Muniz, the actor from TV's Malcolm in the Middle. Agent Cody Banks, big fat liar, also a race car driver, 38 for Frankie Muniz. Jessica Pare, P-A-R-E, the bilingual Canadian actress, played Don Draper's second wife on Mad Men, among others, is 43. Nick Stahl, the actor, In the Bedroom and T3, is 44. Paula Patton, the actress, Jumpin' the Broom, Just Right, Precious, Swing Vote, 48 today. Who else here? We've got Ray Scott. He is 53, country singer. Margaret Cho, the controversial actress, comedian, competed on season 11 of Dancing with the Stars. She's 55. Gary Allen, our guy Gary Allen, country singer, is 56 today. Ty England, country singer, he is 60 today. We might have kind of an obscure, I don't know, obscure might kind of be an insult, but maybe a, you know, guys who have had country hits, but maybe aren't the hugest of country stars. Triple Shot coming up in just a moment. Morgan Brittany, the actress from TV's Dallas, is 72. Jose Carreras, three tenors, 77 today. Little Richard, mixing boogie-woogie with R&B and gospel. If you've seen some of the videos of Little Richard playing the piano, singing, dancing, it's like he was born to perform. Lucille, Tutti Frutti, Long Tall Salad, which the Beatles covered, and The Girl Can't Help It for the Jane Mansfield movie. He's all kinds of songs. His real name is Richard Penniman, P-E-N-N-I-M-A-N, Richard Penniman. Little Richard, we know him as, born on this day, 1932. He passed in 2020. Otto Preminger, the Austrian filmmaker. He received 3 Academy Award nominations, Best Director for Laura, Laura and the Cardinal and Best Picture for producing Anatomy of a Murder. Born on this day, 1906, passed in 1986, did the director Otto Preminger. Strom Thurmond, the South Carolina senator, lived to be 100, retired just 6 months before his death. He passed away back in 2003. Strom Thurmond, born on this day, 1902. And Walt Disney, the movie producer, built an empire by creating a little mouse, little Mickey Mouse, built it around that. There's been a couple of real good, I think, documentaries done about his life, and very interesting. You can imagine all the stuff that he went through and the power and the millions. There were stories in there. Walt Disney, born on this day, 1901. He lived to be only about 65. He passed back in 1966.
There's a good chance you need a new tractor, something durable and reliable. But in today's world, it has to be affordable. A tractor that'll help you get the job done quickly, efficiently, and with no hassle ownership. The new name in compact tractors is TYM. So here's what you do. Go to TYMoffers.com, check out the full model lineup, and get the best deals of the year. TYMoffers.com. Go there now. TYMoffers.com. And you can thank me later.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy fog early on and a lingering chance for some light snow showers or flurries through midday with highs into the mid-30s. Winds out of the northwest at 5 to 10. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 16. Partial sunshine at times on Wednesday with mid-30s for highs, and for Thursday trending milder up to a high of 45. Partial sunshine still above average even into your Friday with lower 40s for highs. Saturday we're back to a high of 34, and for Sunday partial sunshine upper 20s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently 26 degrees.
All right, it's time for an obscure song triple shot. From artists that maybe weren't the biggest of artists, but songs I think you remember. Ray Scott, Gary Allen, Ty England. It's an obscure song. Triple Shot brought to you by Park Manor. Your home, heart, and history of Park Falls. ParkManorWI.com. And they're on Facebook, too.
One, two, three.
All right, listen up, everybody. I got a little something I'd like to talk to you all about. Something that I truly enjoy. Drinking beer. Out on the lake. In a big old boat. Kicking up a wave. It's a good day to be anywhere. Drinking beer. Drinking beer. At the go-kart race. Ain't nothing silly grin on my face, like seeing all that dust just flying in the air. Drinking beer. And y'all, furthermore, just to prove to you that I'm a multifaceted person, there's something else that I truly enjoy doing. Drinking beer. Out plowing corn. I got me some cold PBR stashed in the barn. Leaning up against my old John Deere. Bring it. country songs and picking wild guitar. Y'all feast your ears on this old boy right here. I'm drinking beer. Oh, tear it up, old man.
turning into big babies again.
There he is, birthday boy, our guy Gary Allen, who is 56 today. It's a not-so-well-known triple shot of classic country artists. They are probably names a lot of people remember, but, you know, not huge. Ty England, 60 today. Ray Scott, we heard, 63. The third of our Park Manor triple shot comes from the aforementioned Ty England song you had here called Smoke in Her Eyes. 98Q Park Manor triple shot.
Could tell at a glance she would be falling for him. She knows she's taking a chance, but still goes out on a limb. She knows he could be for real, or he could be in disguise. Although she may have a heart on fire, she don't have smoke in her eyes. She learned a long time ago that love has no guarantees. She knows how warm it can glow. She knows how hard it can freeze.
Today from noon to 6 at the Glidden School up there. If you're in the area and you want to stop in and give blood, noon to 6 today. It's a community reminder just for you from 98Q Country. Be careful out there this morning. We've got some snow that will melt off the main and the back roads here eventually, but some of the roads could be a little bit slick yet as temperatures are getting to and just above freezing here in the next hour or two.
Menards is the one-stop shop for huge savings on new, energy-efficient appliances. We carry the largest selection of in-stock appliances, starting at low prices and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including Criterion, KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana. Upgrade today and save big money on all new appliances right now at Menards. Prices good through December 11th. Plus, a Menards gift card is always a great gift idea.
Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. You heard right, and up to $35 an hour based on experience. The Wheelway Service Department has an opening for a service technician. Make up to $35 an hour based on experience. Training will be provided, up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Now may be the time, the perfect time, for a change. Stop in and inquire at Wheelway, Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin. Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their minds in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutters.com for a quote.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy fog early on and a lingering chance for some light snow showers or flurries through midday with highs into the mid-30s. Winds out of the northwest at 5 to 10. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 16. Partial sunshine at times on Wednesday with mid-30s for highs, and for Thursday trending milder up to a high of 45. Partial sunshine still above average even into your Friday with lower 40s for highs. Saturday we're back to a high of 34, and for Sunday partial sunshine upper 20s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently 26 degrees.
Hold up a second.
I love this time of year. Cold beer, hot wings, and football.
98 Q Country.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, I will hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow.